Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on APN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. IIoT, Industrial Internet of Things, has been a frequent buzzword and is reasonably understood in the business community, or is it? CEO Joey Schwank of Andium.com, an enterprise delivering IIoT performance to energy and other industry verticals, explains how this important technology has delivered sustainability, safety, and cost efficiency to oil and gas producers and propelled the company to an outstanding Inc. 200 list ranking and a 2.130% revenue growth. This segment today, we will be talking about the impact of IIoT across the industry, future trends, and Joey's projected estimates on adoption and the real-world results, which catapulted Andium into an Inc. 200 ranking win. And Joey, great to have you back, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And of course, you're welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to getting an update here and being informed. So I understand that your Industrial Internet of Things solution has helped propel Andium to an Inc. 200 ranking on its annual Inc. 5000 list, which we touched on in the intro. Can you tell us first what this means and how a company ends up being ranked on an Inc. 5000 list?
Yeah, absolutely. So Inc. 5000 is a prestigious list of the nation's most successful private companies. It's like a hallmark for entrepreneurial success, and a place where like powerful brands like Pandora and Zipcar, 7-Eleven, and others have often made their early mark. Inc. magazine also ranks the top 5,000 companies by overall revenue growth over a multi-year period. And the top 500 companies are featured in their September issue of Inc. magazine. Today, the list distinguishes it's like an editorial award as an effective public relations showcase. So being ranked 200, I think it highlights the hard work of every Andium team member and our success to date empowering leaders for meaningful change. I think it also demonstrates that digital transformation is the future and companies are ready one way or another. It's starting to take those first steps into that full-on digital transformation of the entire ecosystem.
Well, that is quite impressive, and what an achievement, and congratulations on that as well. Now, it appears Andium has had significant impact on the oil and gas industry for some time. Why is IIoT so impactful for the energy industry?
IIoT is developed to the point that it allows companies to operate in a more sustainable way, while at the same time, the oil and gas industry's infrastructure relies on solutions that were put in place decades ago. The reason Andium can make such a large impact with IIoT is due to the flexibility it offers customers when machines directly communicate with other machines. When an enterprise adopts an IIoT ecosystem, for example, they can make their operations many times more efficient because they can view data they've never had access to, record patterns they wouldn't have had noticed in the past, build an index of information that leads up to predictive maintenance, which stops problems before they start. This is all done without them needing to replace their existing equipment or take on projects before seeing fast and healthy returns on their investment.
Now, Joey, another question for you. I was reviewing your site, and it appears you also offer some sort of Wi-Fi and telemetry solution or solutions. What are these solutions, and how do they fit into the IIoT offerings that you have?
Yeah, so sure. Maybe a quick overview on our impact related to the solutions is a good way to look at it from a product standpoint. We offer solutions that detect flaring and possible methane leaks when a pilot light outage can occur, multiple tanks being measured using thermal cameras that allow customers to see visibility of their tanks, and sensors that detect important activity taking place at a well site without all the false positives. These are part of the reason Andium is able to impact the energy sector like we are. Examples of this include, as you mentioned, tank telemetry. Tank telemetry, for example, is generally done today using manual gauging or guided wave sensors. Manual gauging for tank telemetry is when basically humans, they get up on tanks. It consists of having like an operator come out, They gauge each tank individually. They climb up. They open a hatch, obviously posing great risk to the worker. It's obviously not only hazardous, but because it's so out of date, customers are not able to verify the accuracy of the data in real time. Well sites are located in these remote areas where connectivity can be a challenge, so a lot of that time and energy is wasted during the process. Guided wave sensors is a second method that is often used when they install sensors inside of a tank. They're often, while they give good readings, they're often subject to huge problematic issues with sludge buildup due to the heating and cooling of liquids. And they require that field technicians come out on site and clean them every so often. And they only notice that when they begin receiving incorrect readings, which often lead to unnecessary site visits or bad information that can affect downstream teams as well. Each sensor is also extremely expensive, costing thousands of dollars a sensor. And when a well site can have dozens of tanks and there's thousands of well tanks per customer, it can lead to a very expensive solution. And since connectivity often is an issue as well, this can often also lead to aged data collection in the cycle rather than getting that information in real time. On the other hand, Anium's tank telemetry is an IIoT product where we offer customers the view of their tanks driven by thermal cameras using artificial intelligence, enabling real-time data without needing to send out an operator while being a fraction of the cost of other sensors. Because the data customers receive is in real time, they can synchronize hauling schedules with their hauling trucks as the oil sites fill, saving them millions across their value chain. Truck Wi-Fi, Anium Truck Wi-Fi, is a Wi-Fi product built to support field technicians. It's built based on a market request. Anium Truck Wi-Fi is a solution that helps these companies stay connected while out in the field. Remember, these well sites are often located within carrier dead zones, so it's hard for the teams to communicate when they're at these locations. Anium Truck Wi-Fi allows customers not only to have high-speed internet coverage in remote well sites, but also supplies internet coverage to their fleet vehicles, making them mobile offices.
Some awesome solutions and what technology can do for you. That is pretty awesome news right there today. We're joined by Jory Schwach, the CEO of Andium, a leader in the industrial Internet of Things technology, an advocate for creating sustainability, efficiency, and cost savings through IIoT adoption. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking ahead, tell us, what are Andium's growth goals for 2021?
I think we're just going to see continued adoption of IIoT as part of the rolling digital transformation landscape. Andium's goals are to start to empower leaders for meaningful change by adding additional pieces of hardware that machines can keep talking to other machines to make the site even more digital. Adding technologies like microphones that allow field technicians to hear anomalies, as well as to link that to video streams in order to better holistically understand their field. I think that as we add more equipment to the field in a way that's cost effective with immediate return on investment, we will continue to see a adoption that is akin to what put us on the Inc. 5000 list to begin with.
Good stuff there. Thanks for that. Now, IIoT appears to be growing quickly in the marketplace from what we're seeing. Are there any challenges that you forecast in market adoption for this technology offering?
Yeah, for traditional industries, the most challenging piece is education. It's a very linear, heavy process that requires meeting with each customer, helping them understand how it is unique to their individual operations. Every customer has a different style and a different method of implementation, a different way of doing things, a team with a unique skill set that they want to really highlight. And so the educational process, which is a really big aspect to digital transformation, is one of the big challenges. Even though we're seeing great adoption from customers we've been able to speak to, that education process is also heavy. And so as the market continues to digitally transform, I think that process will continue to speed up. I think it's important that leaders in these spaces keep leaning into this digital transformation and seek out solutions like Andium and other IIoT products that can help them do that.
Jory, thank you so much for joining us once again and getting us up to speed and for what you do in the industrial Internet of Things technology space. Where can listeners get more information on Andium and also be in touch accordingly?
I suggest they visit Andium.com. They can reach out to us via email at sales@andium.com. Of course, on LinkedIn and Twitter, we're there as well. And at any time, feel free to shoot us an email. We'll get back to you as fast as we can.
And you certainly can't beat that easy contact. Again, Jory, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to the next conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Jory Schwach, the CEO of Andium, a leader in the industrial Internet of Things technology and advocate for creating sustainability, efficiency, and cost savings through IIoT adoption. And for further details, visit Andium.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.